The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 53, The Certainty of Death. How is it possible, O God, that there should be any Christians who believe that they must one day die, and after that death an eternity of happiness or misery awaits them, who know that on the moment of death will depend their being happy or miserable forever, and yet not adopt all the means of securing for themselves the blessings of a good death? Give, O Lord, tears to my eyes, that I may bewail my offenses against Thee. I knew that by offending Thee I should forfeit Thy grace and condemn myself to eternal torments. I knew this, and yet I was not restrained from committing sin. I am sorry, O God, for having dishonored Thee by renouncing Thee for the sake of my own wretched inclinations. Have pity on me. If we hear of one dying suddenly who did not live prepared for death, we compassionate him, and say, Alas, what has become of this poor soul? And yet, why are we not ourselves prepared at all times to die? It may be the misfortune of a sudden death may happen to us, but whether sooner or later, whether prepared or unprepared, whether we think it or not, we must one day surrender our souls into the hands of God. The place of execution is already prepared for us, and the malady which is to be our executioner and take us out of the world is stealing upon us. Why then do we not endeavor to become daily more and more united with Jesus Christ, who will soon become our judge? My dear Redeemer, I hope through the merits of thy death to live and die in thy grace and favor. I love thee, O infinite goodness, and I hope to love thee always in this life for all eternity in the next. In every succeeding ages, cities and kingdoms and peoples with new beings, and their predecessors buried in their graves. Those who lived here a century ago, where are they now? Gone into eternity. And thus, dear reader, in 100 years hence, even much shorter time, neither you nor I will be alive in this world, but we shall be either happy or miserable forever in the next. Either saved or lost for all eternity, one or the other will most certainly be our lot. I may then, O God, be either saved as I hope I shall be, or I may be lost on account of my sins. And it is possible that I may be lost and yet not think of adopting every means of securing my salvation? Enlighten me, O Lord, and make known to me what I must do to be saved, for with thy help I will do all that thou requirest of me. I have many times lost my respect for thee, my Father, but thou hast not ceased to love me. I detest all my offenses against thee, and I love thee, O God, with my whole soul. Give me thy blessings, Father, and never suffer me to be again separated from thee. Mary, my mother, have pity on me.